Hello and welcome to episode 306 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. We had some awesome discussion on the newly relaunched Daily Brainwave Facebook page, revolving around Dragon Week last week. I asked our Facebook fans, what is your favorite dragon? We had a lot of great answers. Shelley, for example, mentioned Strabo from a book series called Magic Kingdom for Sale, Sold by Terry Brooks. I had never heard of it, and it sounds kind of interesting. Terry Brooks writes some good books, so I will check those out later. Lots of folks said Smaug from Lord of the Rings, or Smaug, from Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, including Carrie from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Hunter over in St. Joseph. A few more folks said Toothless from the How to Drain Your Dragon series, including Astrid from L.A., Toothless probably being the cutest dragon on record. Some went deeper into dragon lore, including Griffin from Oregon, who prefers the dragon Alduin, who's a world-eater dragon. And a couple of folks also listed the various dragons from the Aragorn book series. They were careful to differentiate the book series from the movie. If it were a contest, though, and it isn't, I would pick the answer that Mary down in Oklahoma gave us. Her favorite dragon is a dead one. So long as it isn't Toothless, I suppose. Good answers. Thank you, everybody, for your answers to this week's Facebook shout-out questions. And if you didn't get a chance to participate this week, make sure you head over to our Daily Brainwave Facebook page today so that you can check out our new question. And with that, let's hop right into the show. In honor of the holiday season, as we reflect on how we can make the world more perfect, this week the Daily Brainwave is looking at utopias, both literary and historical. Today we started off by visiting jolly old England. Thomas More lived in a time of strife and explosive change. The printing press had made books a more accessible medium than ever before, and because of that, ideas spread like wildfire. A very popular idea in More's 16th century England was a pesky little bug called the Reformation. For 1,500 years, the Roman Catholic Church had kept tight control over the Bible. Copies used in the Catholic Church were all in Latin, for example, rather than in the languages spoken by the local people, meaning that only the priests and a privileged few who had had tutelage in Latin could read it. Didn't matter, though, the vast majority of Europeans were illiterate in their home language, let alone in Latin. But as printing spread the written word at an increasingly rapid pace, reading became more accessible, literacy increased, and new ideas spread. A fairly closed society in Europe began to open up. And this freaked out members of the old guard, including Thomas More. They were not a fan of Martin Luther's Reformation, including the fact that the Bible was translated into local languages. This meant that anyone could read and interpret the book how they wanted, and represented a major threat to their power base, their hold over Europe. The Reformation and other radical ideas shook Europe to its core, and it took dozens of wars, including one that wiped out almost half of the German population, before these societies could start settling in. Thomas More saw a culture, a society that seemed to spin out of control, and so he did what any philosopher would do. He wrote about it. He took all of this instability and crazy out-of-controlness and tried to create a society that might actually bring some order. The product of his thought experiment was his book, De Optimo Re Publicae Sate Deque Nova Insula Utopia, or as we know it, Thomas More's Utopia. Tomorrow we're going to dive into the Society of Utopia itself to see if it is as desirable as its prolific name might suggest. Thanks for tuning into episode 306 of the Daily Brainwave. Make sure you hop onto our new Daily Brainwave Facebook page and join in our various discussions. Contact me at Sean, that's S-E-A-N at dailybrainwave.com, and please review us on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we go from Thomas More's real world to his imaginary world. Makes him sound sort of insane.